It's my deep, it is indeed my pleasure to introduce Brother Jeff Arthur, pastor of the Elizabeth Baptist Church in beautiful downtown Bancroft.
Good to be back with you this evening. Got another good crowd on hand. We're thankful for you to come out, and I pray the Lord will bless you mightily this evening. We prayed and got prepared, and now we need the unction of the Spirit of living God.
Amen.
That's what it takes, and that's what I'm looking forward to. Yeah. I brought my buddy with me tonight, Neil Casto. That's what his name is, and he's been my buddy as long as I can remember, I guess. And I remember back in the early parts of high school, I was a hoodlum. I got in trouble all the time. I almost got kicked out of school for the rest of the year. All those kind of things. I was a mess. I was an absolute mess, I was. And what ended up happening is the Lord saved me.
Yeah,
boy. That's what happened is the Lord saved me. And what it did to me is I was scared to death of falling back. I'm serious. I was just scared to death of falling back. So I knew I couldn't run with the crowd I run with before. Y'all got me? I knew I couldn't. So what did I do? I got me one good friend. And that was Neil Casto back there. He was, and I've been with him all this time. We've been together all this time together. And we've been buddies that long of the amount of years. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful for him. And that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing. One good buddy is better than 10 bad ones. And those bad ones you don't need to have around you anyway. All right. So I'm going to try to wind this up this evening. I've had a ball this week. I've had a ball this week, and I hope that you have too. And I hope the Lord has blessed you. One of the reasons, of course, why you have revival is to revive yourself a bit. Of course, we always look for people to be saved, and we're interested in that too. But we've had a good week, I think. We've had a good week, I think, and I'm happy for it. Our theme is who we are in Christ. And I'll give you five different points each week. And I'll go ahead and give you the points at the beginning because I usually mess them up anyway. So, number one, we are chosen. That'll be the first point we look at. Number two, we are redeemed. We are redeemed. Number three, we have imputed righteousness. That's number three. Number four, we are accepted. And then number five, we are heirs. So that would be the five points that we look at this evening. Okay? Let's go ahead and look at the first one here. I love Ephesians. When I was looking at Ephesians, I thought, boy, I hope I can, you know, I could stay there all day. I love the first chapter of the book of Ephesians. I love it. That's my favorite text, and I love to read through it, but I'm going to try to stay the task this evening. Here in Ephesians chapter 1, it talks about spiritual blessings. And the blood of the Lord has given us some pretty tremendous spiritual blessing, has He not? Here in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, it says in verse 3, "Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings."
Amen.
In heavenly places in Christ. What a wonderful blessing that is. Spiritual blessings. Now I want you to understand, these spiritual blessings are priceless. You can't put a price tag on these things. That's why I like to always say, the rich people in the world are those who know Christ and those who have these blessings. People can have all kinds of money, but if they don't have these spiritual blessings, they don't got anything that's really going to last. See what I mean? So these spiritual blessings is a wonderful thing. I love the preacher on them too. So He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now let's look at the first one. It said, according as he hath chosen us in him, he hath chosen us when? In him. He hath chosen us in him. And when did he choose us? He did that before the foundation of the world. Now, beloved, that's just true. And that's just plain Bible. And I like it. Man, it takes man completely out of the picture when you really believe it. It takes man out of the picture. I'm saved because God, in His grace and love, set His affection and love upon an old hell-bound sinner like Jeff Arthur.
Yes, sir.
And He saved my soul, and I've never got over it.
Amen.
I've never got over it. I think it's the most wonderful thing in the world. So it says He chose us in Him. And in Him is in Christ. He chose us in Christ. When did He do it? Before the foundation of the world. Before He ever said, let there be light.
Yes, sir.
Before He ever said, let there be light. He set His affection and love upon you.
Amen.
That's what He did. Now, I didn't deserve a bit of that, but that's what He did. That's what He did for me. And if you're here tonight and born again, that's what He did for you.
Amen.
We didn't deserve this choosing. We didn't earn this choosing. It wasn't brought about by us. It was God done. So He chose us in Him, and He determined to do it before the foundation of the world. Before He ever said light, all of these things. And that's a wonderful thing to know.
Amen.
It's a glorious thing to know. There's no reason to... People, a lot of times I've seen them do it before. They'll start and I read the text and then they want to apologize for the text. Let me tell you something.
Right.
You don't have to apologize for the text. The Lord's got it in there.
Amen.
Nothing to be ashamed of. We wouldn't be saved if it wasn't for that.
Right.
If He didn't choose you in Him, you'd still be in your sin.
Right.
You wouldn't have nothing to look forward to, but nothing but hell.
Right.
But I want to tell you something, beloved. He chose us in Him, and He determined to do it before the world ever
came. Amen.
I believe this too. I believe that He's always loved me.
Yeah.
I believe He always loved me. I think He loved me before the world ever began. Before He ever said, let there be light. I think He loved Jeff Arthur.
Amen.
Well, I like it.
Oh, yeah.
He loved me.
Yeah.
He chose me. And the difference that the Lord made in me was all Him.
Yeah. Amen.
The difference that was made in me was all Him. So He chose us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy. God's people should be holy people. I get sick of professing Christians. I get sick of professing Christians living like heathens.
Right.
Oh, it makes me mad.
Me too.
Makes me mad. I don't guess it's wrong to get mad over it. I don't get it unless you do something wrong, but it makes me mad. I think professing Christians should serve the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
I think they should.
Yeah.
But many of them don't. So He shows us in Him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy. We're to be a holy people. We're to conduct ourselves with holiness,
yes,
righteousness,
amen,
and godliness.
Amen.
In this present world. That's what He teaches in His book.
Yes, sir.
It's what He teaches in His book. There's one of the reasons why Christianity is falling all around is the way many people claim to be saved live.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They don't live like Christians. They don't act like Christians. They don't talk like Christians.
Amen.
They don't. Still have the same nasty habits, same nasty lifestyles. There's no change in them. You can look at them, they ain't no different than anybody else is.
That's right.
So there's no, I mean, the salt sauce to savor is what's happened.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
No evidence.
No evidence whatsoever.
Amen.
And that's a shame. Now, I think there's something wrong with somebody that claims to be saved if there isn't no change.
Yeah. Sure.
I witnessed to a man here not long ago, and he'd been saved since his age, you know, or 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I don't know your heart, but I know your life. I know how you live. If you don't mind me saying it, I ain't trying to make you mad. I'd like you all to make a new one. Because obviously that old profession you made didn't have a changing effect upon you at all.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you.
Amen.
You have no desire for God's house. You have no desire for God's word. You live a horrible life. You go to places where you don't belong to. I don't think that's good.
No.
There's something wrong there.
Right.
There's something wrong there. When you've been born again, here's what the scripture says. Old things pass away. All things become new.
Right.
I told you the first night, are you new? Are you changed? Do you have a taste for spiritual things?
Yeah.
You know what? I remember not having a taste for spiritual things. My mom and dad took me to church, but boy, I certainly didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't you have to go to? Mm-hmm. I had to go. But after a while, you know what happened? When the day come when the Lord saved my soul, I didn't have to be made to come to church.
You wanted to be there.
Yeah, I wanted to be there. I wanted to hear the scriptures. I had a hunger. I had a hunger for the scriptures.
Yeah,
I wanted to hear them. I wanted to learn about them.
Yeah,
and the Holy Spirit of God touched my heart. It was wonderful.
Amen.
It was a wonderful thing. Hey, listen to me. I ain't been the same since.
Absolutely.
I ain't been the same since. So there should be a change. So we are what? We are chosen. Who chose us?
Yep.
God did.
Amen.
God shows us. And He's the one that made the difference in your life. And you're saved because He chose to save
you.
And that gives all the glory in the world to our God where it is deserved.
Amen.
Okay? Alright, let's read on down through the text. I'm going to go forever if I don't start moving. According to He shows us in Him before the foundation of the world that we should be how? Is He the word holy?
Holy.
Holy. That we be holy and without blame before Him in love. Now, verse 5. Having predestinated. Now, predestinated is a Bible word. I get so aggravated over it. Predestination is a Bible word.
Amen.
It's not a dirty word. What are you going to do with the term predestination?
Yeah.
He predetermined. Before the world ever began to save the soul.
Right.
Hallelujah. If He never did that, listen to me, beloved. If He never did that, you would still be in your sins too.
Amen.
He's the one that done it. And the reason why I love predestination is it gives all the glory to the one that deserves it, and that's our God.
Amen.
He predestinated us.
Amen.
That's why we're saved.
Amen.
Did you all agree with me? It's the only reason why you're saved?
Sure.
Sure is. He predestinated you. And He determined that. He determined that before He ever said, let there be light.
Right.
Grace.
Yeah.
So He predestinated us into the adoption. We've been adopted.
Amen.
We've had an adoption.
Yeah.
Boy, that's right. We've been adopted. Isn't that a wonderful place? It's a wonderful place. This freedom, having predestinated us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ. By Jesus Christ, to the praise of His glory and grace, where He has made us accepted in the what?
Beloved.
Accepted in the what?
Beloved.
In the beloved. He's made us accepted in the beloved.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? The only way you can be accepted is to be in the beloved. And how do you get in the beloved? You get in the beloved by trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Amen. Amen.
So He's predestinated us. He's chosen us to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He's made us accepted in the
beloved.
In the beloved.
Yes, sir.
Beloved means dearly, dearly loved. I looked it up. Dearly loved. You know what the Lord did? He dearly loved you.
That's
right.
Amen.
He sure did.
Now again, I can't explain you why He did. But He did. And I know He did.
Oh yeah.
And that's why we're born again. And that's why we're saved. And that's why we're at where we're at.
Yep.
Who did it all? God did it all.
Thank you.
And He gets all the glory for it.
That's right.
We don't deserve no glory for it. Mm-hmm. We didn't do it. He did.
Amen.
Grace did.
Yep.
Holy Spirit did.
Yep.
He's the one of them. It's a wonderful thing. So we are chosen. Okay? Number two. Now let's go down to verse 7. I'm getting a bit of wind back. No offense. All right. Verse 7. In whom we have redemption. Been redeemed. To buy by the payment of a price.
Right.
He paid a price for me.
Amen.
Now I'd like to consider I'm pretty much worthless, but He paid a great price for me. He loved me so much that He paid the most awesome price that anybody could ever pay.
Amen.
Right.
And He provided His darling Son to pay my price.
Right.
Amen.
I can't get over that.
Thank you, Lord.
I hope I never get over that. But that's what He did. He paid my redemption price. Redemption. To buy by the payment of a price. Jesus paid our price, which we could not pay.
Right.
Jesus paid our price, which we could not pay. And now Jeff Arthur is redeemed by His blood.
Amen. Great.
Love, that's why I'm saved. I'm saved because He chose me. I'm also saved because He redeemed me. If you just take those two, those are priceless.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hope tonight that you're redeemed. I hope tonight that you're redeemed. I hope you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. I hope when you look at your life that you see a change in your life whenever you were born again. I hope you see that in you. Number three. Romans chapter four. Romans chapter four, and we want to look at verse four. It's hard. It's dangerous when I get around. I love the book of Romans. That's my favorite book. I love the book of Romans. Are you ready? Romans 4 says this. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But of debt. But to him that worketh not, But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness.
There you go.
His faith is counted for righteousness. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Amen.
We're saved by faith. You can't be saved by your works because you can't do enough of them. And by the way, you've already broke the law anyway, so you're out anyhow. The only thing that can save us is His precious grace. And that's how He saved our soul. Back to Romans chapter 4 again. Romans chapter 4. Look at verses 5 through 8 again. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his what? Faith is counted for righteousness.
Amen.
Hey, how much righteousness does it take to go to heaven? 100%.
Amen.
100%. Not 90% or 80%. It has to be 100%. Yeah. And there's only been one person that was 100% righteous, and that's Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, boy. Man, isn't that a wonderful thing? That's why we're saved. That throws out works. Now, we have works because we love the Lord. That throws out, hey, we're certainly not saved by our deeds.
No.
That's why we're saved by grace.
Yeah.
We didn't earn it. We didn't deserve it. God opened our old heart and eyes one day and saved our soul and drawed us to Himself.
Amen.
We've been saved ever since. We are accepted. That's the third one. Or the fourth one. We are accepted in the blood. We are accepted in the blood. Father said in the Gospels, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
Amen.
In whom I am well pleased. He's well pleased with who? He's well pleased in His Son.
Amen.
Well pleased in His Son. That's who He's pleased in. Romans chapter 8, now, verse 17. Romans chapter 8. Here's what we're looking at. We are chosen. Everybody got it? We are chosen. Number two, we are redeemed. We are redeemed. Number three, Romans 4, 5 through 8, we have imputed righteousness.
Amen.
We have imputed righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Number four, we are accepted in the beloved. It's the only way you can be accepted. Outside the beloved, you'll never be accepted. You can only be accepted in Him.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 16 and 17. It says, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God."
Amen.
Can I ask you a question tonight? Do you know that you are a child of God? You know, the most precious thing in the world for any person, man, woman, boy, or girl, is for them to have everlasting life.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Everlasting life is the greatest thing that you'll ever have. How long is everlasting life? It's everlasting. The moment you trust Christ as your Savior, that's what He gives you. He gives you everlasting life.
Yeah.
And we got, I told you this about when my pop passed away here a couple months back. I just absolutely, Brother Stoniker, it surprised me so much, I couldn't cry. I was so settled. I want you to hear it. You know how much I love my papa. But I was so settled, I thought, man, he's not going to have dialysis. He's not going to be hurting anymore. He's going to go off to be with Jesus. He's not going to have any more pain. He's not going to have any more hardships. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was sitting there. And my wife looked at me and said, I know she's with me. She said, Jeff, how come you're not crying? I know where he's at.
There you go.
I know he's better. I know he's better. I know I'm going to see him again.
Yes.
I know he's happy. And I know he's home.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a glorious thing.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
But bad as that hurt today that I found all that out, I know where he's at. Let me ask you something, church. Does your family know where you'd be at if you died? Do they know where you're going? I told my boys when they were little, I said, listen now, something ever happens to your pop, you know I'll be in glory. Don't cry for me, I'll be up there. And I'll see you when you come along. Yeah, that's what the way I always looked at and talked to them. I guess the most important thing in the world is that someone have victory over death.
Amen.
Amen.
And I got it.
Amen.
I got it. If I die tonight, I go to heaven. Just where I'd go.
Yes,
sir. Probably Don would be sad if I went, you know, how it carries on. But, yeah. I know where I'm going. Let me ask you one more time. Do you know where you're going? Do you know you're ready to go up? Do you know you've been born again? Did the profession you made change? Did it change? Was it true? Was it real? Does other people see a change in you, in your conduct? Does the people you work with or the people in your family see a difference in you?
Amen.
Right.
If there's no difference, something's wrong with you.
Yeah,
I felt I'd get some mad now. I thought we was going to have to go to the field of honor, to be honest with you. It was getting pretty heated. I said, but you've never served the Lord. You never wanted nothing to do with Christ. You never wanted nothing to do with His house.
Yeah.
You have no hunger for spiritual things.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when you're born again, you know what the Lord gives you? He gives you a hunger for spiritual things.
Right. Amen.
I'm not saying you're saved by your works. I'm just saying you're different when you're born again. There's going to be a change of conduct in your life when you're born again. That's what He done. Yeah. New creation.
New creation.
New creation. That's what we are. Are you a new creation? It's a wonderful thing. Well, let me close this out. We are chosen. We are redeemed. We have imputed righteousness. We are accepted in the Beloved. And we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ.
Amen.
That's what the Lord has done for me. That's what the Lord has done for you. I've enjoyed myself this week. I've had a tremendous time. And being with you, we love you. Oh, I love you so. I really do. Everybody but Don me. Everybody but Don me. Yeah. I'm on record, too. I want you to know. I love you. I love you, and I love you, too. He knows. But I appreciate you having me up. I do. I love to come up here and preach a little bit and get around you, and I enjoy this. I draw strength from you all. I draw strength from you. I like to come up and and watch people carry on, like Brother Stoniker. Watch all of that, son. I love you, son. I hope the Lord bless you this evening.
Amen.
And all we want. I hope the Holy Spirit takes something and uses it in your life. Nothing further. You come on out.